Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. One programming note, at 9:30, we will go to Springfield for day three of the impeachment trial of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. The opening market report at 9:50 can be heard live on the web. If you have Real Producer, go to WILLAG.org, or you can get the show as a podcast. Go to WILLAG.org and click on the podcast link in the right navigation window. The World Bank's chief economist today says China's economy will probably grow by between 7 and 8% this year. China, the region's second biggest economy and the world's third largest, has slowed much more abruptly than analysts had expected. Annual economic growth slowed to 6.8% in the fourth quarter of 2008 from 13% in all of 2007. The 9% pace for 2008 was the slowest in 7 years. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading at 82.95, is up 120 points. The NASDAQ at 15.35 is up 31. The S&P 500 at 8.63 is up 17.5 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural weather is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. And Mike, a blanket of snow greeted me as I got out to start the car this morning.
Well, be thankful it was just snow, Dave, because areas to our south, including southern Illinois, southern Indiana, and just about the entire state of Kentucky, may have had a little layer of snow on top, but underneath was a layer of sleet and ice, and that also continued across a good portion of the southern plains. I'm sure we're going to hear of a lot of power outages across the southern plains and into the mid-Mississippi Valley. I am currently looking at the latest computer model for South America, and it looks like Brazil should have some pretty substantial rain over the next week to, well, maybe out to 2 weeks, and there are going to be some bands of precipitation indicated by the global forecast system that move across Argentina, so not totally dry conditions in Argentina, and again, they do need some renewed precipitation across that area. No surprises overnight. Areas from Cordoba into Entre Rios received most of the precipitation, generally between a quarter to a half inch in most areas. Some amounts up to an inch in the interior of southern Santa Fe, where the greatest relief from dryness was suspected. Buenos Aires and La Pampa were dry, as were portions of northern Argentina, including Santiago del Estero. High temperatures limited into the 70s and 80s in the rainy areas of Cordoba and the southern Santa Fe. Highs in the 80s and lower 90s occurred in most other areas of the nation. A few upper 90s and maybe even triple digits in the far north. The forecast for the next week to 10 days. Again, we're not looking for totally dry weather. Mostly dry weather will occur over the next couple days. Then showers will pop up Friday into Saturday. Weekend precipitation erratic, mostly light, but there will be a few strong to intense thunderstorms possible. Atmospheric moisture will continue to be quite limited, and that will restrict the greatest rainfall to localized area across Argentina. Most of the precipitation will have a tough time countering the evaporative losses, and that will prove to be, in most cases, prove to be too light to change any subsoil moisture content. Additional showers are expected to occur early next week. Again, generally light and somewhat erratic, and so that will limit their potential for relieving any of the dryness situation there. The larger rain event that we have been watching for the February 5th through 7th time period continues to show signs of weakening. And so, again, computer models indicate that there could be some good rains across Argentina over the next week to 2 weeks. But some of those computer models are being suspect right now. Of course, Brazil, they did have rain and thunderstorms occurring most significantly yesterday from eastern Mato Grosso do Sul into northwestern São Paulo and into western Minas Gerais. Amounts of 1 to 2.25 inches resulted yesterday, into midnight today. Coastal São Paulo also reported 1 to 2 inches of rain. The remainder of Brazil reported less than a half inch of rain, with overall coverage generally around 70%. Most areas in Brazil will get rain at one time or another over the next 2 weeks, possible exception Bahia, where ongoing dryness is anticipated. Rainfall will be lightest in the far southwestern portion during the first week of the outlook, but it does look like greater rainfall will evolve later next week, and that should come along to fix whatever dryness has evolved by that point. Meanwhile, heavy rain will occur periodically in São Paulo and the immediate neighboring areas of southern Minas Gerais and southern Goiás into eastern Mato Grosso do Sul. 1 to 3 inches, locally possibly more than 5 inches of rain may fall in those areas over the next week, with crop development potential remaining fine. Again, as far as the U.S., we'll be recovering from this big winter storm across the area, and there will be some reports out of the southern plains of a lot of moisture, but I'm not sure how beneficial it will be considering the travel problems and the potential for ice damage there. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 6.13¼, down 1¾. Last trade down 3½. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.84¼, down a half. Last trade down 3¼. July, 6.09¼, up a quarter. Last trade down 2½. March corn opened at 3.78, up a half. Last trade down 3¾. July, $4, up 3/4. Last trade down 4. December, 4.23 unchanged. Last trade down 3¼. July of 2010, 4.48¼, down 3/4. Last trade up 2¼. March beans open at 9.78¾, down 1/4. Last trade down 8½. July, 9.92¼, up a half. Last trade down 8¾. March soybean meal opened at 3.08, down 60. Last trade down 3.20. March soybean oil opened at 32.77, unchanged. Last trade down 51. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
There's no other way to put it than yesterday was an ugly day for corn. Is there support at 375 for the March basis?
Well, I think you're going to have to continue to watch a number of things. Obviously, the U.S. dollar, weaker crude oil prices. Is there going to be real drought relief in South America? Actually, Brazil's not in that bad of shape. Argentina's the one that's hurting the worst. And right now, wheat's leading the way anyway, and it's kind of propping up corn and beans. So I guess you have to kind of watch wheat. We're in a situation right now where the southern U.S. has got some real problems with wheat. Their conditions are poor. Brazil's short of wheat, and kind of looks like they're going to be forced to import some U.S. and European wheat, maybe some Russian wheat, to fill their needs. So, I mean, it's all about that. Yesterday was a corrective day, obviously. There was profit taking in the wheat market. We're also starting to see people starting to rework some S&Ds. As far as soybean supply is at this point, and I'm sure that the wheat and corn will be done too here in the near future, but it looks like they're anticipating increased usage coming out of the U.S. because of a short crop coming out of South America. And, you know, we're probably looking at an 8 million metric ton shortfall in South America, so they're kind of equating that to, you know, U.S. usage and dragging our carry out from near 200 million bushel down to about 123. Still doesn't relieve the problem going into 9 and 10, where we're going to carry out over $300 million.
So do you like the idea that wheat could rally 650 into the spring?
A lot's going to be said for the weather. We're not having a good situation down in the south right now. Cold weather, freezing rain, all kinds of stuff going on. We already have a poor wheat crop, and I'm not talking just about Texas and down in there. I mean Kentucky, Tennessee, down in that, and through that area is really, this weather has not been conducive to that wheat crop. So I think we're going to have to pay attention to wheat conditions. And to me, I think, you know, we're at a point right now in some of those areas where the damage is being done right now as we look at it. So could wheat carry us? Yes, absolutely.
What about your calls for the open then today?
Well, I think we're going to start out a little weaker, just like the overnights were. Call corn down 1 to 3, beans down 3 to 5, wheat down 1 to 3. But, you know, we're seeing oil markets flat this morning, dollars up or down a little bit, I'm sorry. And, you know, we just have to keep an eye on that South American weather. But I think we could probably trade a little higher before the day's out.
Thank you much, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. He is in Champaign, Illinois. Someone from Strategic Farm Marketing joins us every Wednesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.